What's going on, everybody? We are back. We are not sure if this is a Patreon or a main episode. We'll figure that out later. So basically what happened here was
what happened.
We just finished up my son's birthday party today. He just turned a year old.
Yay!
And my brother-in-law Nate was in town. And he's been on for a couple episodes before. Not that you've ever heard him, because his microphone was always off.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. But we got it on now. So, so what's the easiest way to explain Nate? He's
eclectic.
An enthusiast of weird things.
Yeah.
Would probably be the best way to put it. Yeah. I've never met someone who talks like you or like looks like you that's as smart as you are for some reason with weird shit,
random,
you know?
Shit. Yeah, that's how it goes.
It's like I'll occasionally just get like a random video. It's like 2.5 hour long, like Randall Carlson thing while I'm at work. Oh, and I'm like, dude, I can't watch that right now.
Oh, I watched that whole thing.
So good. So what are we going to talk about tonight here, gentlemen? I know we got some weird shit on the table, other than my baked bean sandwich.
Is it really?
Yeah, dude, homemade baked beans with mayonnaise on an English muffin because we didn't have bread that was good, so, yeah.
Oh, peanut butter cottage cheese sandwiches.
Ooh. That sounds interesting.
It makes the peanut butter really creamy. It's really good.
Hmm.
It does it really, though?
Yeah, but I recommend toasting the bread because it gets real soggy.
Uh-huh.
It's some, like, Great Depression sandwich because there ain't much going on and you get a lot of calories.
The next time you do a grilled cheese, instead of butter... Mayonnaise.
I've done that. That's
fucking
great.
Ridiculous. It's so crispy.
God. You told me about that, and I tried it last time I had grilled cheese. I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God, when I was working in the kitchen one time, this one girl, she came in high as hell from her break. She's like, do you think you can make like a grilled cheese and a PBJ into one? Actually, it was pretty good.
Like, bitch, I got you.
I can't remember how I did it. I think it was,
You were probably stoned too, though, so.
Guilty. How the hell did I cook that? I can't remember. It was a big-ass sandwich.
All right, so, Kevin, you got anything? Like,
so, we're having a conversation earlier at your wedding.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah. I mean, we probably had a lot of conversations at your wedding. Maybe, possibly. I don't know.
I don't remember any of them because I was very nervous.
You were. At your son's birthday party.
So don't say wedding. It's too soon for that.
Yes. And...
again? What happened?
I was like... because I was watching... this is a shout-out to Sean Ryan's podcast. If you haven't... like, look into it. Look into it. Sean Ryan podcast. It's on whatever you can find it on. And it's also on YouTube. They have actually... like, you can watch the podcast being, you know, recorded live. And he had like a 3-part series on UFO stuff with all like the whistleblowers and everything that was going on now. And not really whistleblowers per se. It was more like people coming forward.
Right. I mean,
that were in the Navy or wherever. Navy, Air Force.
People in the know.
Yeah. And I listened to all 3 parts. And the first one. Whoa. Holy fuck. I messaged you, Kevin. Hold on here, crack.
Getting into the hard stuff.
Yeah.
If you want to count Arnold Palmer's spiked as hard stuff.
Probably good, though.
It's all right.
And, well, anyway. They were talking about, like, how... this guy that was on, he was like, yeah, so when the earthquake or tsunami or some shit that happened in Indonesia, he goes, I got sent there because he was Marine Force Recon. And he goes talking about how they were sent down and he got some information about something way out in the bush. So he goes out, him and his crew. It's like a group of 6 guys. And... he said, we got out so far, and he goes, all of a sudden, I just saw this fucking thing in the sky.
Guy's name Eric Hecker, by chance?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Just found an article from the Daily Star that seems like it's related to that, so. It's not important at the moment, but.
Well, hold on. If you look up,
Yeah, this is the guy. Because the picture shows, YouTube.com, YouTube at Sean Ryan Official, so.
Yeah.
That's about okay. Right.
Yeah, this dude here.
This is the guy that, that's the other guy.
Oh, okay,
that,
well.
That was the third, part three.
Oh, okay.
That was the guy that went to Antarctica.
But yeah, I literally typed in Antarctica super weapon. That's the first thing that came up.
And, no, so this guy, he goes down and does this shit. Well, they see this fucking craft. He's like, what the fuck? And they start going out, look, you know, towards it. He goes, next thing I know, we got fucking people rolling, guys rolling up on us. There's like eight of them or so, maybe 10. He said, guns drawn, everything. Boom. He said they were yelling at us, like, you know, in our lingo that we, you know, say and everything else. And, you know, and Sean's like, yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about. You know, it's like, get the fuck down, you know, do this, do that, get your fucking hands up, hands off your triggers, get this, all the shit that they say. And he's like, okay. So these guys come up. Two per guy. They're like, they had no insignias, no nothing. He's like, holy shit. What the fuck? And there's two guys on each. Took their fucking magazines out first. Ejected the rounds out of all their M4s. And he said, he goes, now, I heard them rack their round in. He goes, I know what an M4 sounds like when you rack around.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, if you've ever been around the military, you know what it sounds like.
I mean, if anybody would like, I can,
Yeah. And he's like, they're like, what the fuck are you doing here? You're not supposed to be here. And they're like, we're here for this. And we got report of something and it came out. And they're like, we don't fucking care. You know, they took all their shit, basically.
Yeah.
And like, long and the short is, the next thing they know, they see, like, three or four trucks pull up to this fucking craft. And there's, like, a loading, you know, like, a ramp or something.
Yeah.
And he's like, they come up, go up to the ramp, and they start unloading these boxes. He's like, well, okay, how big are the boxes? He goes, they're 8 feet wide by 10 feet long. Of course, he's thinking, this is fucking Indonesia or whatever. He's like, must be drugs or whatever.
Right, that's a fair assessment usually.
Yeah. Well, after doing a event, there was this guy that was there, and he had somehow got hooked up with this other guy, David Greer. That's I think I've talked about, and
Dr. Greer. Yes. You mean, yeah?
And you ever heard about him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
of course he has.
Yeah. He was like, he's like, oh, yeah. David talked to him about him, and then he's like, okay, well, I guess I'll have a conversation. So they you know, at the end of the whole thing, he says to him, comes up to him and goes, listen, I wasn't going to talk to you right now, but I think I have to because you mentioned those boxes. Yeah. He goes, it's not drugs. It's humans.
Ooh.
He goes, they're trafficking humans. He goes, interesting. A disaster like this, it's fucking perfect for it. Roll in, fucking take these people.
Yep.
And he said that all of a sudden he heard just, you know, the trucks came up in, unload the boxes, and then next thing I know, the trucks were gone. He's like, I don't know where they went to.
Wait, were they offloading the boxes from the craft or from the trucks?
From the trucks.
From the trucks to the craft.
To this, like, loading ramp. And then they said that, like, they somehow got, like, it was, like, so silent that they actually went up into the craft. And he goes, the craft took off. He goes, it was faster than anything I've like. He was like 5,000 miles an hour.
Oh, kind of like the pill thing.
Yeah. He goes,
the it was tic tac.
Yeah, the tic tac.
He said, yeah. He goes, yeah. I have seen, I've been around my whole life around, you know, aircraft and everything else. He goes, hell, I wanted to be a pilot, but vision sucks, whatever. He goes, couldn't do it. So then he's like, well, this is where I am now. And he goes, so I know what, you know, how fast things go. And you can usually see a plane, you know, off in the distance. He goes, no, this was gone. Fuck.
Oh, yeah, like a bullet.
Sayonara. And he was like, get back to base. They let us, they actually gave us back our weapons and everything. And they took off. They're like, you know, so him and his group took off.
After we thoroughly scared you, here you go. Take a hike.
They get back to base. And, like, he's got, like, people coming up to him going, okay, you know, coming in for your debriefing, you know, what'd you see, this and that. He goes, okay. Like, yeah, you didn't see anything. Just want to let you know that. Hmm. Sign this paperwork.
Some Men in Black shit without the mind flash.
Well, yeah. It was more military.
Yeah. Or if you want, just set the whole thing in your lap and just tip it up. That's what Aaron did the other night.
Yeah, it's got to be 40 pounds.
We can take the microphone off there.
Nah, I just hold it like this.
Okay.
It was more like military, like, you know, guys in the military. They're like,
well, yeah, that's who the Men in Black are, though.
Like saying, you don't know shit. You didn't see shit, you know, and everything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I was like, holy fuck. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, and this other guy came on and talked about how his dad, this other guy, another episode, the guy was talking about how his dad was a contractor, went to some fucking place, and he saw a craft, like a tea craft or, you know, something, you know, pyramid or some shit like that. And he's like, the fuck is this? And they're like, yeah, you don't, you know, you didn't fucking see nothing. And then, like, the guy that said, you don't see anything, like, years later, he was going to jump school, I think it was, or he was going for a mission to do whatever, so he's getting preparing. The guy was actually on the fucking airplane with him.
Oh, shit.
He said, next thing you know, he heard something, and then he was fucking booted out of the fucking plane. And next thing he said, he was falling. Next thing he knows, he woke up like, I think he said like 2 weeks or 2 months later. And he was fucked up from it.
Well, he got kicked out of a moving plane. Yeah, I mean, that'll do it.
Yeah, like, fuck. Unless there's some like giant hay bale or something. You know? Yeah.
Like, with all the Assassin's Creed and shit, just landed in that instead.
Yeah, so then the last guy that was on the last episode, he was talking about how this whole thing, Antarctica. He was like a firefighter, and
there's a lot of weird shit in Antarctica.
Yeah, what the fuck is it called? There's some like thing that's down there that they're studying. Can't think of what it's called. It's like the atmosphere. And
yeah, because Antarctica wasn't really originally covered in ice.
Yeah, well, they're
supposed to have full vegetation. It was almost like jungle-like, kind of like Africa wasn't all desert. It was all jungle and shit.
Yeah, but this is like what they do is this this particular facility, call it. You can't go to it by snowmobile. If you go, well, you can go to it by snowmobile, but you have to stop a certain distance away. Then you have to proceed on foot. And you can't fly over top of it within a certain, like, is it, I think he said, like, 8,000 feet. You have to be above 8,000 feet because they're studying the whole, like, pollution and everything else on in the environment just to see, hey, how much of an impact is being going on in the world. And they kind of want to see, you know, hey, okay, if we can study this box area.
Yeah.
And see how much pollution is in this area.
And it just happens that every country that's involved with Antarctica is the one place where they're like, you know, let's just have some peace down here and do some science.
Yeah. Like, even during the Cold War, they were, we had, you know, American bases, Chinese bases, Russian bases, all within literally walking distance of each other. And they were kind of working together.
Yeah. Drilling down, looking for shit. And they definitely found shit.
Oh, they definitely did. So one of my favorite things with Antarctica is, like, this book series that I got really into called V-Wars. So the whole thing starts where, you know, it's a team drilling in, I believe it was Alaska, technically. But they drill through the permafrost and they find this weird, like, virus, basically, that's been dormant. But once it's tapped into, it spreads, like, immediately. And what it does is it reuses junk DNA for... It basically turns people into vampires.
Oh, hell yeah.
But it's different species depending on your heritage. So, like, if you're, like, Romanian or something, there's different types that you could have depending on your blood and all this shit.
Like a Dracula, or be, like, one of those really fun, sparkling ones from Twilight.
Yeah, so it's, like... So, I mean, that was always cool, but that shit's real. Like, there's definitely stuff in the ice in Antarctica that they don't know what they're fucking with. You know? It's like all
I've
this...
I've heard, like, it's a lot of... Like, it's an ancient civilization, and there's a bunch of buildings and shit. Talks of giants.
Yeah.
Wasn't there... I believe there was a lake that they tapped into, and there's, like, some giant, like, octopi thing that's down there. It's way smarter...
No shit.
Like, it's giant. It's supposed to be ginormous. It was actually a diving group that went down there, something like that. And they pretty much got murdered. Because there was something that it was... What was it doing? It was, like, put something... It, like, excretes something from it, and it just, like, shuts you down or something. And
was that the Russians?
I don't know.
Like Lake Vostok, something like that?
Oh, maybe that's what it was.
I think we actually talked about that.
Yeah, that's a crazy one.
Forever ago. Like science.org.
I've heard there was like dormant giants and shit down there. That's also kind of like the Grand Canyon. There's giants hiding in there. And the whole thing that's like actually if you take like how the temples and stuff are spread out in Egypt and you take that and you put the overlay map over the Grand Canyon and all the high points.
They match? Line up.
Yeah, and that happens that all those... have named, like, Temple of the Sun and shit like that, and the Grand Canyon as well.
Weird.
Yeah. There's a whole... And you can't get out... Like, if you go through the Grand Canyon, you can't go on shore. You can't go into the caves. And it's definitely watched, because anytime someone's gone out, people show up, get in your freaking boat, or you get arrested or something like that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, because there's shit that we're not supposed to know about. Yeah. Well, it's like the, there was supposedly a cave in the Grand Canyon somewhere where some guy went in there and found a bunch of, like, Egyptian hieroglyphs and shit like that.
Yeah.
Then he went to go back, and the cave was blocked off.
Yeah, it was 8-10 foot or plus, like, mummified giants and shit.
Yeah. So, yeah. Like, that's something we should cover more often as giants, because I've got a whole goddamn book.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot.
You know?
Like, that was that famous one of those... Oh, like it was a group of soldiers in Afghanistan.
Oh, the giant of Kandahar.
Yeah. He covered that. Yeah.
So yeah, that's a crazy one.
We did that like, we did that in like 2020.
Yeah.
And up until like last week, it was our like top five most downloaded episodes every fucking week since we released it. I was like we didn't do anything special in that episode. What the fuck's so cool about it? You know, it's like shit. Half of it we didn't even talk. I just played something from a fucking L.A. Marzulli thing. Where he interviewed one of the guys that was supposedly there, you know?
Oh, yeah, they have the whole blurred out face and all that.
Oh, yeah, blurred out face, like, scary voice and all that.
But, like, the encounter sounded crazy.
Yeah, like, if that's true, I mean... And, I mean, the Middle East is fucking lousy with giant legends, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, David Goliath, all that crap.
Right.
Actually, there's, like, a mummified two-headed giant. That was from folklore too.
Oh no shit!
I think it was like 10 foot or something like that. There's a lot on that.
I mean, we had one.
I remember like the first time they went to fix Niagara Falls and they diverted the water, so you could just see the rocks and stuff.
Yep.
And in the excavation, they're finding giant skeletons as well.
No shit! I didn't know anything about that.
You might want to read that book.
Hold on, yeah,
it's in there. Because it was at oh, what's the name of that?
Because I know we have a... we had one that they dug up in rock.
Megalithomania.
Okay.
Those guys go through a lot of giants and stuff. Like,
oh, shit.
Like New England, there's a bunch of... There's a bunch of stuff on... megalithic... structures and stuff.
Yeah, we had a I think it was in like Rockingham. They dug up a like a 8 to 10 foot tall skeleton with you know, six fingers on each hand, six toes, the double sets of teeth.
Oh, and one of the
it's definitely in there.
He was trying to because you had a series that came out too.
But that was one of the ones where they sent it to the Smithsonian.
Yeah, Jim Vera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was one of the ones they sent to the Smithsonian, and it just went missing.
Oh, well, you can go to the Smithsonian, and they had giant skeletons down in the basement.
Well, I had a friend that went there, and she's like, hey, I'm at the Smithsonian. Like, I'm like, that's pretty cool. And I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Ask about the fucking skeletons.
Yeah, then you got the whole Midwest covered in those mounds and stuff, finding giant skeletons in those.
Actually, my cousin Shane, like, the next time his band goes on tour, they're going to be going up through the Midwest, and he's like, I want to go to as many of those as I can, because they're in Tennessee. Yeah. Like, they have a couple within,
Isn't there a pyramid out there, too, somewhere? Like, it's not a very big one.
In Tennessee?
Not Tennessee in general. I mean, I think somewhere in the Midwest. I can't remember what it's called. I'll have to look it up.
I don't know.
But, yeah, so, I mean, they had the one in Rockingham. Then there's, like, the giants in the Lovelock Caves in things in Nevada.
Oh, yeah,
the redheaded
giants.
Yeah,
they stacked up a bunch of wood and lit it on
fucking
fire.
Smoked them out.
Yeah, kill them as they come out.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Well, they come out and grab children and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like,
they're cannibals.
I know, like, what is it? Sometimes on, I think it's Sasquatch Chronicles, they'll talk about some people coming on about, you know, giants and stuff. They'll talk about them. They'll be like, you know, like, I couldn't believe it. The freaking thing's head was, like, so far above the trees. And they were just like, I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Yeah.
You know,
the guy Duke that he had on there that was talking about the mountain giants.
Yeah.
Where they're, you know, people are, you know, sending him reports of them where they're finding footprints that are fucking 5 to 6 feet long. You know, and, you know, they haven't, there was one encounter where this thing chased people out of the woods, and, like, they walked past it and thought, they'd just see, like, the leg, what they thought was trees. They didn't think anything of it until it started moving, and it came down at them, and it had, like, fucking boar tusks and shit.
Oh, this sounds
like
some,
that's wild.
That, Troll Hunter?
Yeah. Like, that's fucking crazy. But then there was the Sycamore Flats Bigfoot that somebody had an encounter with back in the 70s. They like, it walked past a telephone pole, and it was the same height.
Hell yeah.
Like, that's fucking huge. Because the telephone pole's, what, like 30 feet? Some shit like that, you know?
At least. Yeah.
So, I mean, I think there's definitely weird shit like that out there.
I mean, yeah. For sure.
Yeah, telephone pole average height
is
45 feet.
Oh, there you go.
So it's even taller than what I thought. Utility poles are 40 feet. No, didn't know there was a difference, but apparently, you know. Jesus. So, you guys ever heard of the whole Admiral Byrd thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Nazis are already down there.
Yeah. Kevin, you've heard about that one?
In the submarine. Like, they sent so much stuff down there towards the end of the
New
war.
Swabia.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the Nazi base in Antarctica. This dude, Admiral Richard E. Byrd. I found some clips from his diary. This dude had some crazy shit happen. So, you want me to read it? Are we cool with that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I must write this diary in secrecy and obscurity. It concerns my Arctic flight of the 19th day of February in the year of 1947. There comes a time when the rationality of men must fade into insignificance and one must accept the inevitability of the truth. I am not at liberty to discuss the following documentation at this writing. Perhaps it shall never see the light of public scrutiny, but I must do my duty and record here for all to read one day. In a world of greed and exploitation of certain of mankind can no longer suppress that which is truth. So his flight log goes like this. Flight log, Base Camp, Arctic, 19 February 1947, 0600. All preparations are complete for our flight northward, and we are airborne with full fuel tanks at 0610 hours. 0620, fuel mixture on starboard engine seems too rich, adjustment made, and Pratt and Whitney's are running smoothly. Pratt and Whitney's being the the engines, which are the direct competitor to General Electric, which my dad worked for the better part of 3 decades, and I have a cousin that worked for Pratt and Whitney in Connecticut for about 50 fucking years. So that's always fun. 0730. Radio check with base camp. All is well, and radio reception is normal. 0740. Note slight oil leak in starboard engine. Oil pressure indicator seems normal, however. Eh, no big deal. It's a little fucking oil leak. Whatever. Who needs oil? 0800. Slight turbulence noted from easterly direction at altitude of 2321 feet. Correction to 1700 feet. No further turbulence, but tall wind increases. Slight adjustment in throttle controls. Aircraft performing very well now. Everything's going good, you know. 0815, radio check with base camp. Situation normal. Just, you know, filling them in. This is where we're at. Everything's good. Yeah. 0830, turbulence encountered again. Increase altitude to 2,900 feet. Smooth flight conditions again. 0910, vast ice and snow below. Note coloration of yellowish nature and disperse in a linear pattern. Altering course for a better examination of this color pattern below. Note reddish or purple color also.
How do you spell four?
F-O-E.
Foe?
Yeah. Yeah. Altering course foe. Show.
Foe show.
Foe show.
Position check made and again to base camp and relay information concerning coloration in the ice and snow below. Let's see if we can just skip to some more of the interesting shit here.
Wait, this is the same guy when they went down, but with a fleet of naval ships.
Yeah,
right?
where we apparently lost a bunch of fucking ships and a bunch of sailors and stuff.
A bunch of UFOs just come up out of the water, happen to be the bell shaped ones. That
weird, right?
Weird.
Strange how that works. So 10 o'clock, we'll call it, because I don't know how to go 10:00. That seems stupid.
That's 10 a.m.
Okay. We are crossing over the small mountain range and still proceeding northwards as best as can be ascertained. Beyond the mountain range is what appears to be a valley with a small river or stream running through the center portion. There should be no green valley below. Something is definitely wrong and abnormal here. We should be over ice and snow. To the port side are great forests growing on the mountain slopes. Our navigation instruments are still spinning. The gyroscope is oscillating back and forth. Now we're getting into some shit. 10:05. I alter altitude to 1,400 feet, which is really goddamn low for an airplane, and execute a sharp left turn to better examine the valley below. It is green with either moss or a type of tight-knit grass. The light here seems different. I cannot see the sun anymore. We make another left turn, and we spot what seems to be a large animal of some kind below us. It appears to be an elephant. No, it looks more like a mammoth. This is incredible. Yet there it is. Decrease altitude to 1,000 feet and take binoculars to better examine the animal. Yes, the animal.
Yes.
It is confirmed. It is definitely a mammoth-like animal. Report this to base camp.
Hairy elephant.
At this point in time, they're probably like, oh no, he got into the fucking tanker chocolate again.
The fumes from the plane.
He got into that fucking German meth chocolate.
Oh, the Panzer chocolate.
Oh, we were doing it too, though, so I mean, it's...
Yeah.
This is incredibly hard to read, though, because it's light blue. It's like a medium blue color on a black background.
Yeah.
It's making my eyes want to fall out.
No. Yeah.
But I'm doing this because I love you people. 10:30 hours. Encountering more rolling green hills now. The external temperature indicator reads 74 degrees Fahrenheit. Continuing on our heading now. Navigation instruments seem normal now. I am puzzled over their actions. Attempt to contact base camp. Radio is not functioning. 11:30, so an hour later. Countryside below is more level and normal, if I may use that word. Ahead, we spot what seems to be a city. This is impossible. So you flew around just for another fucking hour, just like cruising around checking shit out. Aircraft seems light and oddly buoyant. The controls refuse to respond. My God, off our port and starboard wings are a strange type of aircraft. They're closing rapidly alongside. They are disc-shaped and have a radiant quality to them. They are close enough now that I see now to see markings on them. It's a type of swastika. This is fantastic. Where are we? What's happening? I tug at the controls again. They will not...
Well, lot of mountain ranges.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Now I'm having the whole thing with ever get into the Book of Enoch.
Oh yeah, we can get there. We can definitely get there.
The whole thing where there might be a connection with Antarctica because and goes where they take him to go see.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever, and yeah. It's like a part of the land.
Well, he says that
ranges and stuff, and like the different mountains are different colors or something like that.
Weird. Well, he said that in the Book of Enoch, which is blasphemous.
I've always thought that was,
it's not blasphemous. It's just it's apocryphal. Oh,
heretical.
It's apocrypha. It didn't make it into the Bible.
Just like the Book of the Giants.
It got cut.
Exactly. Yeah. It was like it that's the one with like the dragons and shit in it that they're like, Well, I don't think we need to talk about this.
Oh, you ever heard the whole, so the same guy, the Forest Gallant, I think I'm saying right, or Gallant?
Either way.
Yeah, whatever.
He's never going to come on here, so.
Because when they bring up dragons and stuff, it's like, where are the bones, man? Well, if they're flying creatures, that means their bones were probably hollow, and that's
right.
Why.
Do you know how hard it is to find a fucking bird skeleton after it's been out for a while?
Just disintegrate.
Yeah.
In like regular bone.
Or it's because
other animals eat them.
There is there is no real dragon, but they thought that it because it looked like a lizard
just
or something.
Way too much. Too much reference in every culture.
Because all they thought. Because I mean, it's like the Indonesians. Well, yeah, not Indonesians, Indians. You know, when they talk about what the fuck is it called? I can't think of the name of what they call them. Fuck.
I know what you're talking about, though, yeah.
Yeah, well, whatever they call them. Anyway, they're describing them, and it's like they're flying along. And what they're really like, if you look at it, from a different perspective, it's a fucking ship because there's flames sometimes, like a jet fighter, you know, a certain time of night or day.
Well, okay,
you can see fucking flames.
Sure, I get that, but that also doesn't explain, you know, all the stories of people fighting dragons on the ground. You know what I mean? To me, what it sounds like to me is that dinosaurs were around either longer than we think or we've been around longer than we like to admit.
Have you seen this picture before?
I think so.
Because I heard that it's not actually a hoax either.
Yeah. Or...
So describe that for what you're showing us.
It's a... Oh, jeez, I don't know how big that would be.
It's a big fucking skeleton.
20-foot giant skeleton wrapped up in a serpent. I'm pretty sure there's a legend in India tied to it as well.
Yeah, the... son of a bitch. Baharabalaba, whatever the fuck it is.
Oh, if you want another rabbit hole, look into mud fossils. That's insane.
You told me about that. What? Let me finish this. We'll get back into some
around,
of that other shit.
Are you talking about the... yeah, yes, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was a book. Yeah.
Not the Bhagavad Gita.
No. So, let's hop back into this here. 11:30. Countryside below is more level and normal, if I may use that word. Ahead, we spot what seems to be a city. This is impossible. Aircraft seems light and oddly buoyant. The controls refuse to respond. Off our port and starboard wings, there's a strange type of craft. They're closing rapidly alongside. They're disc-shaped and have a radiant quality to them. Very common thing with UFOs. It's like, yeah, it's kind of, that's what it looks like, and they kind of have a glow, you know?
Ever heard what the glow probably is?
What's that?
Because the shit! What was that guy was on? That guy in trouble with the Area 51 stuff.
Oh, Bob Lazar.
Yeah. So his whole thought on how those things worked was using gravitational things like the warp, gravity, and time and space around it. And what you're seeing is actually the light carrying around it. It makes like
Oh, that makes sense.
That's how like one of the ways that you could travel.
Yeah,
space is riding gravitational waves.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Yeah,
it's like quantum entanglement. That's basically what it is.
Yeah,
and this guy that was on Sean Ryan's show, he was talking about quantum entanglement. He's like, yeah, it's fucking real. We can send. He's like, you know how you can play, you know, like phone tag. You know, okay, you have a. You have something. He basically said this. You take, like, a something here, okay? and you shoot another thing way out in the into fucking space. You take this other thing object and you turn it. Because they're quantum entangled, this other thing will turn at the same rate, even though they're like so far apart. But you can still still a communication. So that's basically like what this whole thing is. It involves like almost the same exact principle, where they can propulsion and everything else comes from the whole quantum entanglement.
Okay, yeah. I'm gonna steal a quote from Alex Jones when he was on Joe Rogan that last time. I'm not gonna lie, I'm kind of retarded. That's like that's going over my head. That's my favorite. It's like Joe, I'm kind of retarded. And it just like keeps going. Like I don't know the fuck you're talking about.
Back to the show.
So they're close enough where I can see the markings on their sides. It's a type of swastika. This is fantastic. Where are we? What has happened? I tug at the controls again. They will not respond. We are caught in an invisible vice grip of some type.
You tracked your beat.
Yes. I like that. We have to send fucking Obi-Wan in to destroy the tractor beam so they can let go. You know?
The Mahabharata.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that's the book.
Is that the chicken or goat dish?
No, that's the book.
It's the spicy one.
Oh, I can't read that.
The with the skeleton.
The Mahabharata. Yeah.
That's one with the tits all over it, right?
No, dumbass. that's the book that has the stuff about like there's like stuff talking about aliens and stuff and how there actually was a fucking fight in the sky.
Oh yeah.
And
oh yeah, that was the whole
the Verutas and shit like that.
Yeah, and it was actually like
Verutas. Is that what it was?
No, Vimanas.
There we go.
That's what they call them, Vimanas.
Yeah.
That's what people from Massachusetts call us.
And they were talking about how the Vimanas, the gods were basically fighting each other, and all of a sudden there was a fucking huge explosion. And
they basically described it like an atomic bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's an aerial.
And that's where the quote from, is it Oppenheimer?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Comes, I become death, the destroyer of worlds.
Nice.
Yeah. It came comes from that.
That's pretty cool. What's that?
It was Operation Sky Jump? No, the one that you're reading. The when they first went down, was it?
I don't remember. We can find it though.
They're raiding my dad.
What's that?
They're raiding my dad.
I kind of figured they would with that kind of stuff going on.
Yeah. What the fuck was that? What the place though that Oh man, I would have fucking been able to tell you, but the one it's in over the border from India into
Indonesia,
like in Pakistan or something. There's like a fucking area where that used to be part of India, but it's you can't live there because the radiation is like so fucking high.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
that because you know like. Well, what could have fucking done this?
What about the ancient nuclear plant in southern Africa?
Whoa. Yeah, that one too. That's
a weird one.
That's a fucking wild one. All right.
Okay.
11th.
So, back to the UFO.
I think we're coming down
beam.
To the end of this because they're like, yeah, we got like only a couple more installments here. 11:35 hours. Our radio crackles and a voice comes through in English with perhaps a slight Nordic or Germanic accent. Weird. The message is, "Welcome, Admiral, to our domain. We shall land you in exactly 7 minutes. Relax, Admiral. You are in good hands." No, you're not. You've never been in good hands if there's fucking Nazis around.
It better be the India swastika.
Yeah, like without the 45 degree, you know.
Yeah.
I note the engines in our planes have stopped running. The aircraft is under some strange control and is now turning itself. The controls are useless. 11:40 hours. Another radio message received. We begin the landing process now, and in moments the plane shudders slightly and begins to descend as though caught in some great unseen elevator. So this thing stops and then just goes straight down, which planes at that point in time did not have the technology to do.
No.
Yeah. And the planes that...
It's not a Harrier.
Yeah, it's still dumb. Yeah. Well, I mean,
and the Harriers are dog shit anyway.
But the Harrier is the only one still to this day.
Have you ever seen the landing craft on a Harrier? They're fucking goofy because it's like wings and like a giant yoga ball in the middle of it. So they land on the wings and it kind of bounces until it stops. That's fucking sketchy.
Yeah, as far as I know, it's I think, well, there's kind of like that one that's kind of like a helicopter, but not
really. The Osprey.
Yeah.
Where it's a helicopter, then once it gets up, it can rotate the engines forward and it turns in.
Forever.
Yeah. But that's not an airplane. It's a rotary.
It totally goes forward.
Yeah.
I mean, right. I can see what you're saying, because it's not propelled by
Prius
engines.
Of planes and helicopters.
Yeah.
It's bisexual.
Yes. Yes.
11:45 hours. I'm making a hasty last entry in my flight log. Several men are approaching on foot towards their aircraft. They're tall with blonde hair. Go fucking figure. In the distance is a large, shimmering city pulsating with rainbow hues of color. I do not know what is going to happen now, but I see no signs of weapons on those approaching. I hear now a voice ordering me by name to open the cargo door. I comply. So that's the end of those.
That was Antarctica, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because then there's a whole other one where the guys went up to the North Pole instead and saw, like, the entrance into the inner Earth or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, that's another one.
That one's fucking wild, because that's what we were talking about when we had our little snafu here, where they went into it and they found, like, fucking dinosaurs and stuff and, like tropical.
Yeah, there's a whole inner, like, sun and other ocean and all that.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah.
So explain to me the whole mud fossil thing, because you mentioned it, and I have no idea what the hell it is.
Oh, boy. I think it's, like, has to be, because you can make your own mud fossils, but it's between like the saline and like the water to like what would be the best way to describe it? I'm not an expert,
so I'm wondering if like those bog bodies they found in England, are those
that'd
technically a mud fossil?
I believe that would be pretty close,
because they had one that they found like back in the 60s. Because in the peat bogs and stuff, because they have these machines that go through and just cut it, and it's almost like the fucking hay elevators you see on barns, but with blades. So they cut it and they pull it all up in the same shot. And they ripped through one of these, and they thought it was a murder victim that somebody had dumped there, because it still had like the eyes were still intact. There was still hair on it.
Okay, so I see what you're talking about. They're basically like, it's like. There's just one particular one I'm looking at right now. It's looks like, I don't know, fucking like woolly mammoth or some shit, but it's like huge ass fucking, looks like an elephant with a little smaller elephant in front of it, but it's, I don't know what the fuck they are, rock or some shit. And then there's other ones that's like huge giants. Like there's other particular one I'm seeing that's like a fucking giant that's got like
one this one down. Like that. Yeah.
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 That's made by an artist.
Okay.
I got really amped up when I saw that one too. That's a great one.
So are they basically just fossils that are not fossilized the same way?
Yeah. It's like taking organic material and then it turns into sediment. So, cause all of our we're like everything's made of minerals and whatnot, and over the period of time, the minerals start to crystallize, or whatever, and then slowly turn into harder elements.
Oh, so it's
or
like
whatever.
Like the petrified trees and shit, kind of like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Man, I could not find a good definition.
But that's what I like about having Nate on, is we can go all kinds of different directions and just talk about all kinds of weird shit. And we still somehow stay on track with it.
There's one guy that people would say he's a little out there, but like his science, he puts the work in. It's really good.
Yeah, and like that's what you have to appreciate is when
Mud Fossil University on YouTube.
Okay,
you know, that's what you have to appreciate is people like
the
that
guy
where you
is,
know
Roger something I can't remember
where people like oh they're crazy none of this makes sense, and then they do actually do the work and go no it makes total sense, you just need to give me a second to explain
it. What got me hooked on him was if you look at a satellite picture of Africa, he believes there's like a giant, like there's like an ancient there's a dragon.
Yeah.
It's crazy shit. Let me see if I can just
is this the same guy that was talking about the I believe he was on Joe Rogan talking about where you can still see the...
This guy has definitely not been on Joe Rogan.
Okay. Because there's some place in, like, northeast... Like, northwestern Africa
Or the eye? Are you talking about the Eye of Sahara?
Yeah, yeah. Where the, you still Atlantis. See the like the water?
Actually, if you actually look at where it is to what you see on the ground, that's erosion. Which once it, or water erosion or whatever, yep. All this sediment was taken this way, and that's what made these islands off the coast.
That makes sense.
And there used to be. Africa wasn't one whole thing. At one point, it was actually a sea, and it split it. And, yeah if you go to that guy, yeah.
Yep. I wonder if that's where you get that whole, like, parting of the Red Sea thing or whatever, but...
No, I mean, that was... No, he didn't... No, Red Sea, actually...
That, like, recedes.
Yeah,
when you walk through it.
It actually gets down low.
Like, all that sediment that was... Because when you look at it, you can see the pattern. It's actually heading that way. I think this contributes back to the Younger Dryas period, Great Flood, stories, all that shit.
He's fucking way smarter than me with most of this shit. Like, I have...
Okay, so, if you look right above the Eye of the Sahara, this is supposed to be, like, a giant fish. And if you look, you can almost kind of see, like, the scaliness of it. And right here is supposed to be, the head of the dragon.
I mean, I can kind of see it, but... It might be a little bit of a stretch.
Because when you look down, like, the uniformed shapes and everything, and this would be, like, the neck. And you notice how it's all kind of the same. And you can see, like, the extrusion. He gets into better with
like
it.
That's, like, people that, you know, when they look up into the sky where they can, like, pick out all the constellations
that's like,
and shit.
Also the Appalachians, if you look at it from space as well.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's another
one. I mean, the Appalachians are already
like,
weird as it is.
More of like what like Aztecs and shit with the dragon with feathers and shit.
Oh yeah.
I wonder if you can.
Oh, Quetzalcoatl.
Yeah.
Because it's the same thing. It's you can see like the flutiness and everything. That's supposed to be a dragon as well. I don't know. It's some really out there.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, but
like trying to say that like there's like because of the mountains or something.
And I mean, you can see the it's a stretch. It's like this too.
Yeah.
What does that look like to you? Just
a
looking
snake.
At it,
kind of looks like the head of a giant snake.
Yeah,
yeah,
and that's the tip of Antarctica, the bottom of South America. If you look at it,
okay, yeah, I can definitely see that.
But once
one.
Again, it's.
It's pareidolia.
Is that the great world serpent?
Yeah, it's pareidolia. It's where you're seeing a face or something in something that's really not there.
I do that
like,
all the time.
That's one of the big
especially
ones.
Especially sitting on the John, you're like, oh, that looks like something.
Yeah, it's like that's one of the big ones for Bigfoot sightings where people like they just circle something in a picture. They're like, oh, it's his face right there, and you're like, no, that's just how there's like three leaves that all came together and
exactly.
You know.
But like the whole Antarctica thing, like the. The Chinese.
Now, what do you think
have
is
have
going
that.
On for that whole situation with the city and stuff? Do you think it's like kind of like in like the Black Panther or whatever, and it's kind of just a thing that you don't really see until you go through?
The force field
or whatever. Yeah, and it kind of hides everything. And
I don't
from your
I
vision
think,
or something.
I think that somebody stumbled upon something they shouldn't have, or well. Yeah, they shouldn't have because
I mean, you can't really go from Google Earth with Antarctica. Anyway.
Because some
you'll find there's people that find shit. They mark the coordinates, and I've gone back. It's all blurred out and shit.
Yeah.
Or you find it in a different coordinate location. And it's like,
As this guy said in the last Sean Ryan show, he's like, because Sean Ryan said that you know back in 19 whatever it was, the world like the UN or whatever, everybody signed a pact that. Antarctica would be basically a
what the fuck? Like that's all you get for
no?
Okay,
that's just one. Yeah, well, if you really want, you can go on Antarctica and do street views.
So like Antarctica can't be colonized or anything
like
that.
When you look in, you look close. It's I don't know. There could be something going on down there.
But
anyway.
They say that. But he's like, yeah. There's no fucking way. He goes. I mean, because there's a guy that he was talking to that was a cook, and I say that in quotes, because he would go out.
Jesus. And then the door opens to scare him.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jude. Oh, it's Declan's birthday, and Shelby's crying.
Yay.
Happy
why she's crying, but she is.
We need to make another.
You're officially another. A year old, you dick. Yay. You can come talk to people. Whoa, good catch, Mom. You can come talk to people for a little bit.
They like hearing you.
Yeah. Oh, David loved hearing from you. Here. So.
He's like, nah, just give me that.
Is that like a shot glass?
It's for his medicine. Oh. So we don't have to waste a whole bottle. Don't pull on my microphone. Last time you did that, you hit me in the face.
Yeah, the guy was like, yeah, there actually is this whole, thing going on down there where, like, they go out to look for different things that are military related, like bombs and stuff like that. And and it's, yeah. Yeah.
We'll get you your own microphone here at some point. How about that? Either that or just me and you will do a show.
There you go.
Dark Windows Jr.
Yeah. If you ever want to hear something hilarious, hit you with him while you try to play video games.
Oh, yeah.
No, don't pull that wire. Nope.
And then Where are you going?
Ah! He almost pitched my balls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell us.
So anyway, what were you saying? Military shit in Antarctica.
Yeah. And then, what was it? Then he talked, this guy started talking about this whole, shit with, like, basically that, mind control type shit's going on. That where, like, the government now is getting to that point where they can take and, implant shit into your brain.
Which, I mean, technically, they think they've been doing that for a long time. Because there was that whole thing, and there was a... Because you mentioned it earlier, and I was thinking about it. There was a thing that happened, I want to say it was like 2013, 2014, somewhere in there, where there was a hotel in Havana, Cuba, where a bunch of like different like U.S. diplomats and shit got super, super sick, and they all had to leave. And when they sat down and talked to anybody, they're like, what was going on? Like, I was getting these headaches that were so bad they were making me nauseous, and I could hear somebody else in my head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's saying when you hear somebody else in your head, it's actually you that you're hearing.
Oh, no. Like, they were hearing, like, different tones of voices saying things that they wouldn't say usually. Yeah.
If I hear Declan in my head, I'm going to be scared.
this guy, so he, like, mentioned something about McDonald's, and I actually went and looked it up, and I did find a thing for McDonald's. It says, the article, I'll read it to you guys. It says, details behind alleged tech McDonald's will use to push ads into your dreams during REM sleep cycle. McDonald's, the world's largest food chain, is reportedly working on a new technology that will allow it to push ads into your dreams during REM sleep, the stage of sleep when most vivid dreaming occurs, according to a viral rumor. The alleged science behind how the technology might work is even more creepy than it sounds. So according to some sources, McDonald's is developing a device that will emit sounds and smells that are associated with its products, such as sizzling of burgers, the crunching of fries, and the aroma of coffee.
Okay, so if they could do this where it's the smell of Burger King, but not the taste of Burger King, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Because Burger King always smells good, and then it always gives me the shits.
Every time.
Every fucking time. I could get a milkshake from there, and it'll give me the shits.
And when they say it's freaking spicy, it's never spicy.
No.
Never.
You want spicy, you go to Wendy's.
They just make it red. They just put red dye and everything. Like, call it hot.
Yeah.
Taco Bell cleaned me out the other day.
Cayenne and paprika in there.
Yeah.
Enjoy. Like, this ain't spicy at all.
On the topic of Antarctica, one of my favorite theories that I've recently just stumbled across, I know other people have probably known about it for years.
Nate.
I'm listening.
The ice wall.
I knew it was coming up. Yeah, and then as you go past the ice wall, there's other
continents and shit.
World
yeah.
And shit.
I think that falls into like the flat earther kind of thing.
It does.
Yeah. And those people are...
Or maybe it's just dimensional planes, brother.
I'm more apt to believe that than I am that the fucking Earth is flat. Because, like...
The multi-dimension.
Because they think that's where, like, all these, like, different aircraft and UFO and alien sightings come from is from the other continents.
It's like Sasquatch, too? That it's actually a multi-dimensional
being, and that's why you can never find them.
See, like, there's so...
I think they're up in the trees, man.
With Bigfoot and Dogman and stuff like that, that's one of the ones where I'm like, I get a little, that's a little too fucking hoo-hoo for me to think that they're interdimensional. Because, like, there was one where a guy was like, I saw a Bigfoot, and it vanished. It just stepped backwards into the trees and vanished. But he said he also saw it again later that day, and it was covered in mud and leaves and shit. So
when it just hit the deck.
When it stepped back into the trees, it literally poofed gone because it essentially vanished, but it was still there because it camouflaged itself. Mm-hmm. Like, we have one of the native tribes from our area. They have stories of what they called the Stone Coats, which were Bigfoot. Like, well, they were another tribe. They didn't know what they were, but arrows couldn't kill them. And they finally followed him back one day to figure out why the arrows wouldn't kill him. It's because they were rolling around in mud and packing stones into their fur, so the arrows would bounce off. So, I mean, I don't buy the interdimensional thing. I know that there's more out there than we should.
They're really tricky. And they're like ninjas,
right? You know, why don't we ever find
something that big?
Let's get away from the keyboard, Bob.
Yep. No, sir. No, sir.
Why don't we ever find their travel? Because they use waterways or cave systems, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But,
I mean,
what else we got? I know we got more shit we can talk about.
Of course. A lot of shit. I mean, they I don't know. It's just some of that stuff that, you know, like, that what's his name brings up in, America under America, or whatever.
Before. Graham Hancock.
Graham Hancock.
Yes.
I mean.
And don't forget George Carlson.
Yeah.
Or Randall. I said that.
Randall Carlson. Yeah.
Randall Carlson.
Okay.
I mean, but Graham Hancock brings up so much shit that's like, wow, yeah, that's true. I mean, how is this that like this and you know how are things so like the same like pyramids around the world. The Mayans had a fucking huge-ass pyramid that was bigger than the Egyptian pyramids.
Oh, what's that one that's in Mexico City and it's, like, all the lower caverns are filled with mercury and shit?
What?
Yeah.
No, that's China, isn't it?
No, I thought it was... No, I'm pretty sure it was Mexico.
What?
No. Google it!
Hold on here.
No, they have the theory that it's filled with mercury.
Why the fuck would it be filled with mercury, though?
Well, because, it's in China, and it's to represent, like, a lake.
Mercury can generate power.
Liquid mercury found under Mexican pyramid could lead to King's Tomb.
Oh, okay. I stand corrected.
Lakes of mercury and human sacrifices after 1,800 years. Tenochtitlan reveals its secrets, or treasures. So that was like the original like OG Mexico City, which Mexico City is now built on top of.
Yeah, Indiana Jones can eat it.
Yeah,
as going through liquid mercury.
I don't think fucking anybody is except for like you know, Ivan the Terrible, because they were just like, hey, you got headaches and shit? Suck on this. And he went crazy.
But I think that's still a theory that
it's that's the whole matter thing too.
Yeah.
But I think it's still a theory that it's filled with mercury because they don't really know because they're like, we can't get into there if it's filled with it.
There's a whole thing where you can put a current through mercury or something like that.
Probably.
Generating power, which ties to all the pyramids and stuff, and like the Giza pyramid, like with those lower chambers and everything. And at one point when it was actually in water from the Nile still, and it was like the whole, Giza power plant. That was a
fuck.
I can't remember the name of the guy, but like originally, like in the walls, there was crystals and stuff using certain frequencies, and then the way they got
because I think it's like
water,
a
like
how it goes down.
Okay,
it goes down to the Nile. It was actually designed like a ram pump.
So you can create a vortex if you do a combination of electricity and magnetic stuff through mercury.
Yeah.
It'll create a vortex, which makes sense. Maybe that's how some of these engines are working, and that's why there's no fuel required, because it's just magnets and electricity and fucking mercury. You know?
Interesting.
Or it's something else that... Because, like, there's that... what is it? David Dr. Greer was talking about how he has, like, these different people that have come up with a power plant that works off of no fuel at all. And they're trying to get these people to, like, come forward and to, like, get it out there.
They don't want to because they'll get fucking killed for it.
Yeah.
Like the dude with the hydrogen car.
Yeah, it's
every person that's made, there's multiple people that made vehicles using water.
Yeah, because like
there's one guy that uses salt water to use it like a plasma cutter.
Yeah, that dude.
You can put your hand to it, but as soon as you put it to metal or anything, it just liquefies.
Yeah, that dude, the more recent guy that just did the hydrogen car, he's gonna end up dead because he's like showing people how he did it on YouTube and stuff.
Yeah, isn't he making generators or something
for
villages in Africa?
And yeah,
stuff like that?
And that's the unfortunate part is he's going to end up dead.
Sentence.
Yeah. Some dickhead from an oil company is going to go, oh, no.
Yeah.
No. You can use rain? I don't fucking think so, homie.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, but, like, to think that, like, the whole, like, I don't know, fucking the thing with the pyramids and stuff, because they're saying that they think they're using them to, like, for communication and shit. They can...
Kind of like what Tesla was originally going for.
Yeah.
With the free energy. And
you just
pull it right from the air.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like that one kid that was... that came out... It was years ago. Like 12 years ago or something like that. The kid is a genius.
This is the kid that built the reactor in his backyard?
No. He made a free energy machine that was pulling like... electricity from like static and stuff from
Jesus
the air.
Christ.
And then he had a whole thing with the collider there and saying that when they turned the machine on it actually destroyed our dimension and we shifted to the closest next one. That's why everything's so weird.
That's where you get the Mandela effect shit where it's like, because we're remembering stuff from the other dimension that we were in.
This is Earth 2.
Yeah. I'm just glad it didn't work out like The Witcher, where they had like the convergence of the spheres where they passed through each other. And then like, now we got monsters and shit to deal with because they were over here and we were here and then floop, now we're all together.
I mean, it kind of like...
that's that obelisk thing and how like there's obelisks everywhere.
It's like, with Göbekli Tepe, you know?
Oh,
How did they know about shit that supposedly, according to all science... today should not have known about like leopards and stuff like that.
What they called gods that helped them.
Yeah.
AKA Anunnaki, AKA Enki, I believe is the right one for that. And he showed that's where you see the bag, the pine cone thing.
Yeah.
With the pine cone thing, there's a whole tie with it. I think in Africa as well. With something using frequencies and shit. To like
then we get into Nibiru.
Rock, look at fine rock.
Planet X or whatever.
Oh, Nibiru.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another rabbit hole.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, that's the thing. These are all fucking rabbit holes and we could just go into any of them.
Well,
man.
For that, it's like they're pushing back time because they're saying that, go back to Tepe is, I don't know, supposedly further back than what we're supposed to be.
Yeah, they put it to, what was it?
Dripping.
Of course.
Like 12,000 years
I think
before.
Went back, I think the last talk that he did, I think it got pushed even further back. But they've only excavated, 10% of what's
actually the goddamn
under the ground?
Right.
But it was...
Because the goddamn ISIS fuckers came in and, did bullshit.
This doesn't fall into our view of Islam, so we're going to destroy it all.
But here's the thing.
Bunch of cunts.
But here's the thing with that.
Oh, there's a lot of temples. Like that one temple that... what the frick was it called? It supposedly had a Stargate in it or something like that.
Oh.
The Nazis found it originally.
Is it Petra? No, that was the... that was the Last Crusade.
It has a longer name.
Yeah, that was the Last Crusade. The Lost City of Petra. Yeah.
It's like also the Göbekli Tepe with the age, but then they're also saying like the Sphinx.
Because that was there when the fucking Egyptians showed up. They're like, we don't know who the fuck did this.
Now you're getting into Hancock and the whole.
No, I heard that.
We're coming towards that tail end, the age of Aquarius, And originally, the Finks would have been alliance, would have been the age of Leo, which pushes it back to, was it 12,000 years? Like, where everything, like, all the cataclysms happened at that same time, the Great Flood. The Younger Dryas, like the.
But that I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that through Graham Hancock. I heard that through someone else. That like they were actually like.
Well, if you want a geology stance, Randall Carson will set you guy.
Because they were like actually doing like the whole like remaking the Sphinx and saying, okay, this is what it actually was. Because he actually like were looking at it and going, okay, hey.
Well, it originally didn't have a human face either.
No,
and they're supposed to.
No, the Egyptians redid it.
Yeah,
and there's supposed to be another Sphinx on the other side, which there is on the other side of the Nile.
Then Napoleon blew the nose off of it with a fucking cannon.
No, he didn't.
Somebody did.
No, that actually fell off. It actually was. They are thinking that they redid that in who was it, Ramses or something.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be like an image of Ramses.
Well, no, but it had a nose, and then somebody knocked it off.
It just fell off.
I'm going to blame Napoleon still.
No, he didn't do it.
A short little bastard. Even that Napoleon movie actually looks like it could be pretty fucking good.
But
it's Ridley Scott, dude. Yeah. Like, with Joaquin Phoenix as Napoleon? Yeah.
Dug right out of the bedrock, right?
Yeah.
Isn't there a Great Pyramid is technically on top of an ancient mound where they did ceremonies and stuff, and that's what kind of what the.
Well,
so the lower chambers in the pyramid are actually would have been the original temples.
But do you know
before they built the pyramid?
You know who has more pyramids than Egypt? The Nubians. Go south.
Ooh.
Go south of them.
Yeah, Africa, man.
They actually
cradle of civilization.
They took they actually took because the Nubians were supplying all this shit. And I actually, it was kind of weird. I saw this on Destination Truth. And then, like, there had actual archaeologists talking about it and all this shit. It was kind of cool how, like, the Egyptians came in, conquered them. And then, their shit fell apart. And the Nubians then went in and conquered them and took over. And then, like, okay, well, we can only control so much, so we'll pull back. Yeah. You tell them.
Jesus Christ, kid.
Hit that bottle hard.
Dude, he slams it back like he's at a frat house.
He is?
And,
How about you take a second, buddy? Jeez.
Go down the wrong pipe? Yeah, you're okay.
Here.
Yo, he
Dad
fucking,
needs to get some milk on him.
He rocks that thing back like it's his job.
There we go.
But, I mean, like... Yeah, I did
my Arnold Palmer.
I did hear about the second Sphinx, but it was on the... So it was like one Sphinx was facing one way and the other one was facing the opposite.
I swear it was supposed to be facing
So it's the opposite way. So one's facing like to the, I don't know, west or whatever it is.
Wasn't one
south.
Of them supposed to be Anubis?
No.
I thought it was.
They thought
both be lions.
They're supposed to both be lions, but they thought it was first they were thinking it was going to be a dog. But then they're like, let's relook at that.
Well,
no,
cats were more important anyway, so.
But they're like, oh, it's
Kitty,
a lion.
Kitty.
Yeah. But that was. But they didn't like Ramses or something, didn't like how it looked. And honestly, he's like,
this looks too much like a lion and not enough like me.
Well, and remember, whatever was showing for the things for hundreds of years was basically just the head
down
the sand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until they finally dug it out. And then the whole thing with the side walls that it's cut into, and that's all water erosion.
Yeah.
And that once again puts it way older than it's supposed to be.
But nobody wants you to, you know, mainstream science doesn't want to, you know, admit to it.
Because it's expensive to rewrite history books. It's not expensive to tell people they're fucking crazy.
Smithsonian's a real bitch. That's what that is. Yeah.
Is it like. You know, I always say there's these overseers that just, you know, have been, you know, in power for so long that are so rich that they're like, yeah, we don't want people to know.
Yeah,
this
the reptilians.
Stuff. You know, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, just don't want people to know that, you know, there's all this different shit happening.
It's like, I still want to get David Icke to talk to us. Just so you can, like, pretend we're taking him super seriously, because he is a fucking fruitcake. But I would listen to him talk, man.
I don't think he's totally wrong.
Well, I don't think he's totally wrong, but I think he's...
it's like Giorgio, what's his name?
There's a lot of delivery issues with him, where it's like, you know, a lot of the times when he says the reptilians, you could transfer the word reptilians for Jews, and it would sound really fucking bad.
Yeah.
I don't know, the reptilian thing, dude. There might be some.
Oh, we got to get all these reptiles and load them into carts and bring them to camps. You know, shit like that. You're like,
no, they're feeding them.
Yeah.
No, they're supposed to feed off your negative energy and stuff.
Yeah.
That's why everything's such a shit bag right now.
Yeah.
Well, they also say, like, that guy that, you know, was on the Sean Ryan show, he was saying that maybe all the shit that's happening right now, like how our people's, like, mentalities toward different things is because shit's being fed into their heads.
You know,
being told, hey, this is this.
Well, I mean, like we talked about whatever with the when Aaron was on with the whole submarine thing. That was, the media made that way bigger of a deal because it was happening at the same time as other more important things that people were not as interested in looking at.
Oh, you mean like how the whole alien thing was happening while Joe Biden's son there was going through court with his shit.
Yeah.
There's all that was
the submarine.
On. Like, where, whoa, hey, what's that over there?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but
don't
still
look that way.
But the thing is though,
now do you still think it was his cocaine in the White House?
It was.
It was definitely.
But Hunter Biden, though, is still going to trial because the judge was like, no, I don't like your plea deal, motherfucker. We're going to trial.
Oh, because his plea deal, if that had gone through, he would have basically had immunity in perpetuity to do whatever the fuck he wanted. But there's no corruption in the government.
He can do all the crack he wants.
Exactly. No, like, it was basically like he cannot be charged with a felony for any drug possession or firearm possession, shit like that. Well, like, that's all this guy does is just, like, play with guns
and fuck
hookers.
It was to do, like, get away with the gun possession thing. That's the only part of it that was going to go away.
The drug shit was gone, too. Even though they have so much evidence that he's just, like, smoking crack constantly.
Yeah, and that whole thing with his laptop, too, with classified shit.
Yeah.
I mean,
his old man with boxes of classified shit, like, between a fucking Corvette and a bunch of Christmas decorations in his garage.
That guy doesn't even know where he is.
He doesn't.
Man, we just imagine getting that cocktail that guy's on every time he does a speech.
Have you seen the theory that some of his shit is actually AI, like deepfakes?
See, that's another thing. That shit's insane.
Yeah, that's scary.
Literally anything you can say.
That's
insane.
Fucking scary. Because, yeah. Like, there's one
this
of him
is a deepfake right now.
Where he's talking about how we need to keep feeding money to Ukraine to help them fight this, that, the other. And as he's talking, it's very coherent and very clear. And then you play a video of him trying to say the same thing, like, in front of people. And he's ice cream. And
you're,
like, all over the fucking place. Like, the AI is terrifying. It scares the bejesus out of me.
Well, at least you're not a writer.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just it's crazy to think that, you know, that there's people out there that don't want certain things to be, you know, the way they are. Like when George Herbert Walker Bush whatever, Jr.
W.
was like, he basically came out and said, you know, something about a new world order.
No, that was his old man.
No, that was him.
Oh.
And our former boss, Kevin and I, was like, he's a diehard Republican, said to, said to us, that's what, when I got scared. When you're talking about a new world order. And this guy was, you know, hardcore Republican, voted Republican for so long, and then was like, yeah. When that guy said that, I knew we were in deep shit about something.
Well, then there was George Bush Jr. just gave a speech somewhere where he was talking about
He's dead.
No, he was trying to say something about the war in Ukraine and how, you know, how it's not okay that the Democratic Party that's running the country is feeding all of this money to fight a war that we don't need to be involved in. But instead of saying Ukraine, he said Iraq.
Yeah.
And then he went, oh, wait, no, that was them. Fucking, and people are like laughing, and I'm like, that's not funny. He didn't slip up. That was just fucking subconscious that he said the war in Iraq that we didn't need to be fucking involved in.
Yeah.
And he just admitted to it in front of people, and they're like, ha, 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 ha. That's a knee slapper there, Bubba. Like, no.
Very true.
It is. It's fucked. It's fucked. And this kid is.
He's out.
Dead. He's had a long day, though.
He has.
He's had a long day, huh?
Yeah.
But, Yeah, I mean,
it's you know, it's as we were talking about Bohemian Grove there, you know, I mean, they let certain things slip, as I keep saying, people poo-poo me and don't listen to me, but, you know, when you keep hearing more and more about this fucking alien shit and all this other little, like, aircraft and everything else going on, and you go, and then you hear... Well, I don't know, but, well, maybe there are fucking craft out there.
Here's the thing. Like, when we have conversations like that, I'm not discounting you. I 100% believe that there is shit going on like that. I think that they don't... Hold on here. How do I want to say this? I think it's convenient now how things are coming out as other things are happening. So we're using this as a smokescreen for other bullshit that's more pressing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but they also let things go under the radar.
Because a big part of this was, like, some of it started to come out right when the fucking Treasury Department found an extra $40 billion that they sent to Ukraine. And then the fucking Wagner Group switched sides the next day after the transaction went through, and then all of a sudden they're now fighting back for Russia, and the president of the company's fucking running for his life because Putin's got a hit out on him.
We're thinking about all this stuff, and we're not you're not thinking about the fact that, okay, it's just like, okay, we're going, okay, well, what about this? What about this? What about this? But we're not thinking about, hey, the alien shit that's going on, like, or this technology that's going on that, well, where the fuck did we get this from? Where did we get this from? Oh, yeah, by the way, oh, we shot down fucking craft. You know?
But, I mean, it's not like that's a new thing. People have been talking about the fact that we shot down craft for fucking...
But it's we've been talking about it, but everybody poo-pooed it, said, oh, right. it's not true. And the government's like, no, it's not. But now, all of a sudden, Trump, okay, like, first start was Trump saying, we're going to have a space force.
Right.
Okay. So that that was the first thing to come out to say, okay, we have to have a test thing balloon. We'll have the space force be that. Okay. Now, we want to roll out to see what the people's reaction to the whole, aliens thing, having our pilots and stuff see these craft, you know, and then come forward, you know, what's the reaction to that? And it's not getting any fucking reaction.
Okay, no. But what I'm saying is, like, we've had this whole discussion as a country about UFO disclosure since fucking Bill Clinton was in office.
Project Bluebeam.
Now it's become more convenient to release the truth because it's covering up so much other crazy bullshit that the government is actively doing to fucking use it as a smokescreen.
Yeah, but the alien part, people still saying it's a fucking hoax. They're playing it off. It's like a fucking joke.
Yeah, because there's people that are so fucking locked into it that they can't admit that it's true.
Yeah, it's like, but it's a joke to them. So it's like, we won't let that, we'll just let that slide off. But then we're going to focus back on this other stuff because it's like, give Hunter Biden though. Oh, and this and Ukraine and this and that. Well, I think there's other shit going on in the world that's like...
Did you hear what Trump said on it? He's like, if I got in there 24 hours, he'd be dead.
Yeah, but he also said he was going to...
I'm tired of people killing each other. It's like, that's weird coming from that guy. Holy shit.
Oh, the war in Ukraine?
I wanted to stop.
He was the first president that we've had in, like, I don't know, almost my lifetime where we haven't started a new fucking war under him.
It's just a long continuation of shit.
Yeah, but like we weren't bombing countries that we had no involvement
like
with.
When Obama was in the whole time, and every day there was some kind of drone strike.
Yeah. Yeah, or you know George Bush starting one that we didn't need to be involved in.
Well, it's because
he's more of a...
But look at it though.
He's a chess piece. And he's like,
bah, 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 bah. Puppet. They all are.
But the thing is,
the whole thing with the presidents though, they're all cousins.
They're all yeah.
You want to figure out the next president?
Well, they're not all cousins. They're just
they're all tied to the same.
So
the Illuminati.
There was a cool thing that I saw where some there was a she was a black girl that was I want to say like 16, 17 years old, like a junior senior in high school, did a project about slavery, like slave owners and presidents. The only president in the history of the United States that cannot have their family tied back to slave ownership is Donald fucking Trump, because his family didn't get here until it was already over. Including Obama, like the white half of his family owned slaves at some point in time.
Oh man,
so it's like, well, that's kind of fucking...
I had a couple old bosses that are pretty sure that he was the Antichrist.
I don't think Adams had any.
Where's the birth certificate?
Or, I don't think either Adams did.
But the whole fucking because Antichrist thing, like that's so weird.
Neither Adams did.
I don't know, dude. I'm not a fucking 16-year-old girl doing a project in high school.
Well, I'm just saying because John Quincy was in the North.
They still owned fucking slaves up here,
no,
dude.
No, they didn't.
In Massachusetts?
Yes. They didn't.
You know who had the longest running...
We actually did not have slaves
slavery?
Up here.
England.
Korea.
Oh, really?
Korea. You know, it was like 1500 years
Jesus
of
Christ.
Slavery. Yeah, they're the last ones to stop doing it.
We have a listener that likes to inform us that, well, England was the first country to end slavery. I'm like, yeah, but you guys are still real shitty to the Indians.
Yeah.
And the Zulus.
Poor bastards.
And the Irish.
Yeah.
And everybody else.
The Apache and shit, those guys are fucking wild.
Yeah, there was the Comanche or something like that. There was one tribe that still owned black slaves 10 years after it was abolished, and we couldn't do anything about it.
It was
tribal law, so we couldn't technically be involved with it. But it's like, it's kind of fucky, but...
No,
you
I
know,
mean, look at the... Know. What was it? I just saw recently something to do with... I think it was the Aztecs or Mayans, I think. I think it was Mayans. And how, like, there was... they had a place up... Like, southern Mexico, where pretty much, like, it was... All the servants that were there, or I think it was, most of the servants that were there were not Mayan at all. They were actually from some other tribe that, and they, you know, that's either
south
or
whatever. Are you seeing Apocalypto?
No, I don't even.
That's a good one.
Never seen that.
I haven't seen it.
What?
No, I've never seen it.
That's a Mel Gibson movie, but I haven't seen it, yeah.
You should watch it. There's not a lot of dialogue.
No, I'm alright with that.
It's like, Wally, there's nothing for the whole freaking movie. It's like,
hey, everybody. Sorry for the semi-abrupt ending there. This episode ran about 3 hours long, so we decided the best bet would be to break it up into two, but release them, around the same time. So maybe I'm still working on it. If it's going to come out the same day or the next day, but we just, I have a hard time sitting for a 3-hour podcast. I'm sure other people probably do too. So we got it at like 1:20 and then we'll come back with the rest of it on the next one. So just, keep an eye out. Hopefully you guys are enjoying this. Always love having my brother-in-law Nate on because he is a fountain of knowledge for a bunch of just weird, random shit. And the beauty of this episode was up until, like, you know, after the point of the Antarctica thing where I was reading all that stuff off, after that, there was no computers. We were just shooting the shit, you know, shooting from the hip and seeing what happened. If you guys like this kind of stuff, let us know and we can make it happen and do some more. Every once in a while, we'll see about getting Nate on and just... talking about weird shit. And there's some other people we could get on here too, some other friends of ours that we could have some cool conversations with, including some other show hosts. We got some other folks that we gotta got to work with before the end of the year here, just to, you know, get the ball rolling on it. But yeah, I'm going to shut up now and finish up the next episode, and we will see you guys in a little bit. We'll be right back.